There is a simple truth most people ignore. Nobody is coming to save you. Your life will only change the day you decide to put all your energy where it belongs, on you. Every dream you have, every goal you want to reach, every future you want to live depends on one thing: how much you are willing to focus on yourself without distractions, without excuses, and without waiting for permission. You must build yourself so strong that no failure can break you and no rejection can stop you. The world rewards those who master themselves, not those who blame, not those who wait. The ones who win are the ones who focus relentlessly on their growth, their vision, their path. Focus on you until you win, because if you don't, nobody else will. Today could be the day you stop looking outside and start building the life you deserve from the inside out. Stay with me, because this might be the most important shift you ever make. Chapter 1. Focus fully on building your strongest self every day. You have to focus fully on building your strongest self every day. You cannot afford to take days off when it comes to building yourself. Life is not slowing down for anyone. Every day that you waste, every moment that you let slip away without working on yourself, it compounds against you. You either build the life you want, or you drift further into the life you don't. Most people never win because they never stay focused on themselves long enough. They are too busy watching others, too busy comparing, too busy getting distracted. The greatest gift you can give yourself is daily commitment. Commitment to getting stronger, commitment to becoming wiser, commitment to becoming more disciplined. And it is not something you do once in a while. It is something you decide to do every single day, whether you feel like it or not. It all starts with the decision. You must decide that you are not going to let another day slip through your fingers. You must decide that you are going to work harder on yourself than you do on anything else. Your strongest self is not going to build itself. Your mind is not going to sharpen itself. Your discipline is not going to fall from the sky. You are responsible. You are the one who has to make it happen. And it starts small. It starts with 1 hour of reading instead of scrolling. It starts with one workout instead of making excuses. It starts with saying no to junk food and yes to something that fuels your body. It starts with sitting down in a quiet room and setting real goals for your life. The small decisions you make each day build your strongest self, brick by brick. But you must stay with it. You cannot just work on yourself when life feels easy. You have to do it when it is hard, when you are tired, when you are discouraged, when no one claps for you, when the results are invisible. That is when the real work is happening. That is when you are laying down the foundation for a future that nobody can take away from you. Strength is built in the silence. Strength is built in the struggle. Strength is built when nobody is watching. Your strongest self is not built on good intentions. It is built on action. You have to be the one who shows up for yourself every day. No excuses. No blaming, no waiting for motivation. Motivation is not coming to save you. You have to save yourself through consistency. Consistency is the real secret. It is not fancy, it is not exciting every day, but it is powerful, and it works. Every day that you choose yourself, you get one step closer to your dreams. Every day that you focus on your growth, your power grows with it. The results may not come overnight, but they will come. The world rewards the people who stay focused when everyone else gives up. The world rewards the people who bet on themselves even when the odds look impossible. You have to get honest with yourself. Are you building yourself, or are you distracting yourself? Are you pushing yourself forward, or are you letting life push you around? It is a hard question, but the answer will set you free. If you are not getting stronger, you are getting weaker. If you are not moving forward, you are falling behind. There is no standing still in this life. Growth is not a choice. It is a requirement. You have to protect your focus like your life depends on it. Because it does. Focus is your superpower in a world that is built to distract you. Every notification, every meaningless piece of news, every negative voice is trying to steal your future from you. You have to stand guard at the door of your mind and decide what gets your attention. Your attention is sacred. Your attention builds your life. When you focus fully on building your strongest self every day, you start to see the world differently. You stop chasing approval. You stop needing permission. You stop wasting time explaining yourself to people who will never understand your dreams. You stop feeling guilty for wanting more out of life. You stand firm in who you are and who you are becoming. You must understand that nobody is coming to build you up. Nobody is responsible for making you strong. That is your job, and it is the most important job you will ever have. You have to respect yourself enough to put in the work, to sacrifice temporary comfort for lasting power, to choose growth over fitting in, to build a future so strong that you can stand proud in it no matter what storms come your way. Every morning you wake up is another opportunity to build yourself. Another opportunity to make yourself strong. Another opportunity to prove to yourself that you are serious about your future. You cannot waste these days. You cannot treat them like they are endless. They are not. Every day is a building block. Every day is a piece of the foundation. Every day matters. And the beauty of focusing on yourself is this. When you get stronger, everything gets better. Your relationships get better. Your health gets better. Your finances get better. Your confidence gets better. But it starts with you. It always starts with you. If you focus on you until you win, you will look back one day and realize that winning was not even the real prize. The real prize was who you became in the process. Your strongest self is waiting on the other side of discipline, on the other side of sacrifice, on the other side of consistency. And you have what it takes. You have everything you need already inside you. You do not need to be more talented. You do not need someone to rescue you. You need to commit to yourself at a level that you never have before. Start today, not tomorrow, not next week, today. Focus fully on building your strongest self today, and then wake up tomorrow and do it again. Stack those days together, stack those wins together, and watch how your life transforms. Watch how your confidence grows. Watch how your strength becomes unbreakable. This is how you win. You do not win by hoping. You do not win by luck. You win by focusing fully on you every single day. You win by showing up for yourself, no matter what. You win by refusing to quit when it gets hard. You win by doing the work that most people are too lazy to do. Focus on you until you win, because if you don't, nobody else will. Chapter 2. Train your mind to ignore all outside noise. Every day there is noise. There are opinions flying around. There are distractions that want your energy. There are voices telling you what you should do and who you should be. If you are not careful, you can spend your whole life living for other people's expectations. You can lose yourself trying to keep up with a world that does not even know who you are. That is why training your mind to ignore the noise is not just important, it is necessary. You have a limited amount of attention. You cannot give it to everything and everyone. If you do, you will have nothing left for yourself. Your dreams will dry up, your energy will fade, your confidence will crumble. Because you cannot build a strong mind if you are constantly allowing noise to get inside it. You have to protect your mind like you protect your most valuable possession, because that is exactly what it is. The world will always have something to say. People will always have opinions. But opinions do not build your life. Opinions do not pay your bills. Oh, friends, opinions do not create your future. Your actions do. Your choices do. Your daily focus does. The minute you start listening to every opinion, you lose your power. You start questioning yourself. You start doubting your path. You start moving slower. You start shrinking your vision just to fit into someone else's small thinking. Training your mind to ignore the noise is about building inner strength. It is about becoming so rooted in your own vision that the outside world cannot shake you. It is about knowing who you are so clearly that nothing anyone says can pull you off your path. It is not about arrogance. It is about clarity. It is about understanding that your life is too important to be hijacked by other people's doubts or fears. The first step is to get clear on what matters. When you know what you are working toward, it gets easier to spot the noise. Not every comment needs your attention. Not every comment needs your attention. Not every distraction deserves your energy. You have to decide what is worth your time and what is not. If it does not push you closer to your vision, it is noise. If it does not help you grow stronger, it is noise. If it drains your energy instead of building it, it is noise. You must become ruthless about your focus. You must protect your mind from negativity, from gossip, from jealousy, from comparison, from fear. You cannot allow yourself to get dragged into meaningless battles. You cannot waste your time explaining yourself to people who are committed to misunderstanding you. You cannot live your life trying to meet standards that are not even your own. That is how dreams die. That is how great potential is wasted. Train your mind to be quiet when the world gets loud. Learn to hear your own voice above the noise. Learn to trust your own instincts even when nobody else understands. Strength comes from knowing that you do not need validation to move forward. You do not need permission to follow your path. You do not need approval to chase your dreams. The only voice you need to answer to is the one inside you that knows you were made for more. There will always be critics. There will always be doubters. There will always be people who think you are foolish for believing in something bigger. That is not your problem. Their noise is their problem. Your problem is whether you allow it into your mind. Your responsibility is to keep your mind clean, keep it strong, keep it focused. That is your job. That is how you protect your future. When you train your mind to ignore the outside noise, you move faster. You think clearer, you feel lighter. You stop carrying the weight of other people's opinions. You stop apologizing for wanting more out of life. You stop shrinking yourself to make others comfortable. You start living with a power that does not fade just because someone else is uncomfortable with it. Training your mind is not about pretending that the noise is not there. It is about seeing it for what it is and choosing not to give it your energy. It is about saying, "I hear it, but it is not for me." It is about staying locked in on your goals no matter what the outside world throws at you. It is about building a mind so strong that it can handle rejection, criticism, failure, setbacks, and still keep moving forward without losing belief. Every day is a new test. Every day you will be tempted to react, to defend yourself, to explain yourself, to seek approval. But every time you rise above that temptation, you get stronger. Every time you ignore the meaningless noise and choose focus instead, you sharpen your mind. You build a mindset that is not easily shaken. You build a mind that can stand in the middle of chaos and still see clearly where it is going. There is great freedom in this. When you no longer need the world to understand you, you are free. When you no longer need constant validation, you are free. When you no longer let criticism define you, you are free. That freedom gives you the ability to chase your highest potential without being slowed down by doubts that do not belong to you. You must make a decision today. Decide that your dreams are too important to be sacrificed for noise. Decide that your peace is more valuable than winning arguments. Decide that your energy is too sacred to be spent on things that do not build you. Every day you practice this, you get closer to mastery. Every day you guard your mind, you move closer to a life you can be proud of. Focus is a daily choice. Strength is a daily choice. Peace is a daily choice. You have the power to make that choice. You have the power to say no to the noise. You have the power to say yes to your future. It will not always be easy. Some days the noise will feel louder. Some days the distractions will seem endless. Some days the pressure to listen to the crowd will be strong. But you must be stronger. You must remind yourself why you started. You must remind yourself what is at stake. You must remind yourself that greatness is never built by following the crowd. Greatness is built by those who have the courage to walk alone if they have to. Greatness is built by those who know that silence is sometimes louder than words. You are responsible for the life you build. You are responsible for the energy you allow around you. You are responsible for the energy you allow around you. You are responsible for the mindset you carry into every day. And the stronger your mind becomes, the clearer your path becomes. The clearer your path becomes, the faster you move. The faster you move, the closer you get to the life you were meant to live. The outside noise will not go away. It will always be there. But you will be different. You will be stronger. You will be wiser. You will be focused. You will not bend every time the wind blows. You will not fall apart every time someone criticizes you. You will not lose yourself chasing approval that does not even matter in the end. Train your mind until you can hear the noise and keep walking anyway. Train your mind until you can stand tall in your own truth. Train your mind until you no longer need anyone else to tell you that you are on the right path. Because you will know it. Deep down, you will know it. This is your time. This is your life. Do not waste it listening to the noise. Focus on building the future you deserve. Focus on becoming the person you were meant to be. Focus on staying true to yourself, no matter how loud the outside world gets. And if you stay true, if you stay focused, you will win. Because the world cannot stop a mind that refuses to give up. Chapter 3. Fight for your dreams when no one believes. There comes a point where you realize that if you do not fight for your dreams, nobody else will. People may care about you, they may love you, but they cannot see the fire inside you. They cannot understand the vision that only you were given. And when you chase something bigger than what is comfortable, there will always be those who doubt you. It is not their job to believe. It is yours. When nobody believes in you, you have a choice. You can shrink back and accept their limited expectations, or you can rise up and fight harder because you know that what you are building is bigger than what they can see. Many great lives were almost destroyed because someone close said, "You can't do it." You have to understand that belief is not a requirement for others. It is a responsibility for yourself. Fighting for your dreams is lonely work. You will sit in rooms by yourself, wondering if you are crazy for wanting more. You will have mornings where you wake up with doubt pressing against your chest like a weight. You will have days where the results are invisible and all you have to hold on to is your own belief. But that is enough. That is the beginning of every great achievement. The ability to believe when there is no evidence yet. Most people are comfortable living inside small dreams. because small dreams do not scare anyone. Small dreams do not threaten anyone. But when you decide to break the mold, when you decide to build something that is not ordinary, expect resistance. Expect the people closest to you to raise eyebrows. Expect them to question your judgment. It does not mean they hate you. It means they are limited by their own fears. You must fight through it. You must remind yourself daily that your dream was given to you for a reason. If they were supposed to understand it, they would have seen it too. But they did not. You did. It is yours. It is personal. It is sacred. And it is worth defending with everything you have. The fight for your dreams is not just an outer battle. It is an inner battle. The voices outside are loud, but the voice inside can be even louder. Doubt will whisper that maybe they are right. Fear will tell you to settle for what is easy. Comfort will beg you to come back to the familiar. But you must push forward. You must be stronger than your emotions on the hard days. You must lead yourself when it feels like nobody else is even watching. Real fighters are not motivated by applause. They are motivated by purpose. They are not waiting for the crowd to cheer them on. They are too busy laying the bricks of their future, one hard day at a time. They are too focused on the vision to care about approval. They know that respect comes after results, not before. They are willing to walk alone today, to stand tall tomorrow. When you fight for your dreams, you develop a toughness that cannot be faked. You earn a resilience that you cannot buy. You build a soul that can handle pressure. Every rejection makes you sharper. Every no forces you to dig deeper. Every failure teaches you how to fight smarter. There are no wasted battles when you are fighting for something real. Every scar tells a story of someone who refused to back down. You have to get clear on one thing. Your dream matters. It matters because it shapes you into who you were meant to be. It matters because it forces you to become disciplined, focused, and relentless. It matters because it calls out the best parts of you that would otherwise stay hidden. Dreams are not just about achievement. They are about transformation. They are the training ground for greatness. You will not always feel strong. You will not always feel courageous. Some days, you will question everything. That is part of the process. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is moving forward even when fear is loud. Courage is getting back up even when it would be easier to stay down. Courage is choosing to believe again every morning, even when yesterday ended in disappointment. There will be moments where quitting seems reasonable. There will be times when the results come slower than you hoped. There will be seasons where it feels like nobody notices how hard you are trying. That is when you must remember. You are not fighting for attention. You are fighting for your future. You are not fighting for their applause. You are fighting to build the life you promised yourself you would create. Nobody can fight this battle for you. They can encourage you. They can wish you well. But in the end, it is you against your excuses. It is you against your doubts. It is you against the temptation to settle. And it is you who has to choose whether you will keep swinging, even when it feels like the punches are not landing. Winners are not those who never feel discouraged. Winners are those who feel discouraged and keep going anyway. Winners are not those who always have clarity. Winners are those who take the next step, even when the path looks unclear. Winners are those who get lucky breaks. Winners are those who keep showing up long enough to catch the breaks when they come. Fighting for your dreams means accepting that not everyone will understand you. It means letting go of the need to explain yourself to those who are not even willing to chase their own dreams. It means building your confidence from within, not borrowing it from outside approval. It means setting your sights on the life you want and refusing to look back, no matter who chooses to walk away. It will hurt sometimes. It will feel unfair sometimes. It will feel exhausting sometimes. But every day you fight for your dreams, you are winning a war inside yourself. Every day you refuse to give up, you are building a character that can withstand anything. And one day, you will stand where you dreamed of standing. You will look back and realize that every lonely night, every silent morning, every unanswered doubt was worth it. The people who doubted you will still be where they are. Still talking, still doubting, still waiting for someone else to believe in them. But you will be different. You will have proof. You will have evidence that belief backed up by relentless action changes everything. Never apologize for fighting for your dreams. Never feel guilty for choosing a path others are too afraid to walk. Never water down your ambition to make others comfortable. Fight for it like your life depends on it. Because in a very real way, it does. Your future life, your future self, your future peace. They all depend on the fight you are willing to have today. There will be a day when you no longer have to explain why you believed. There will be a day when the results will speak louder than your words ever could. There will be a day when your fight becomes someone else's inspiration. But to get there, you have to keep swinging now. You have to keep believing now. You have to keep moving forward now. Do not wait for belief from others. Be your own believer. Be your own fighter. Be your own proof. And when you feel tired, remember this. The dream is not given to the strongest or the fastest. It is given to the one who refuses to quit. Fight for your dreams. Fight when it is hard. Fight when it is lonely. Fight when it feels like nobody sees you. Fight because you owe it to yourself. Fight because you were made for more. Fight because someday the world will look at you and say, "I see it now." But you will not need their validation then, because you will already be living the dream you built with your own two hands. Chapter 4. Show up for yourself every single day. If you want anything real to happen in your life, you have to show up for yourself every single day. Not once in a while, not when it is convenient, not only when you feel excited. Every single day. Because the life you are after is not built on moments of motivation. It is built on daily commitment. It is built when you choose to do the work, even when nobody is watching and nobody is clapping. Most people miss their dreams not because they do not have the potential, but because they are inconsistent. They show up on Monday, but disappear by Friday. They work hard for a week, and then fall off for a month. They commit when it is easy, and run when it gets tough. You cannot live like that if you want to win. You must become the kind of person who shows up, whether it feels good or not. You have to be able to trust yourself. If you say you are going to do it, you must do it. If you set a goal, you must chase it every day without waiting for someone else to remind you. The world rewards people who are consistent. Life opens doors for people who stay in the fight. Success is attracted to those who keep moving, even on the slow days, the boring days, the painful day. When you show up for yourself daily, you start to build a self-respect that nobody can take away. You stop needing praise to keep going. You stop waiting for signs that it is working. You stop depending on the outside world to tell you that you are enough. You know you are enough because you prove it to yourself every single day through your actions. Showing up is not about being perfect. It is not about doing everything right. It is about being there for yourself when it counts. It is about pushing yourself to make progress even when the progress is slow. It is about understanding that one small step forward is better than standing still for another day, waiting for motivation to show up and rescue you. The truth is, there will be days when you do not feel like doing anything. Days when the bed feels heavier. Days when the excuses feel louder. Days when the finish line feels so far away that you wonder if the effort is even worth it. Those are the days that matter most. Those are the days that separate the dreamers from the doers. Those are the days when you prove to yourself that your future matters more than your feelings. You must train yourself to become reliable, not just to others, but to yourself. You must be the kind of person who can count on yourself to show up and do the work. Because if you cannot trust yourself, everything else falls apart. You will break your own promises, you will set goals you never reach. You will lose faith in your own potential. Every time you show up for yourself, you build trust. Every time you follow through on a small commitment, you strengthen your own foundation. Over time, that foundation becomes unshakable. Over time, you stop needing willpower to show up, because showing up becomes part of who you are. It becomes your identity. It becomes automatic. You cannot expect results without consistency. You cannot expect growth without discipline. You cannot expect change without effort. Dreams require more than desire. They require action. Not once, not twice, every day, in big ways and small ways, invisible ways and invisible ways. It all counts. It all matters. The people who succeed are not the ones who had the easiest path. They are not the ones who got lucky breaks. They are the ones who kept showing up after everyone else got tired. They are the ones who kept practicing their craft when nobody was paying attention. They are the ones who stayed committed to the process, even when the results were slow. Every day you wake up is a new opportunity to show up stronger. Every day you wake up, you have a fresh chance to make yourself proud. Every day you wake up, you are writing the story of your life through your actions. Will today be another wasted page, or will it be a page you can look back on with pride? You owe it to yourself to show up. You owe it to the future you have been dreaming about. You owe it to the vision that keeps pulling at your heart. You owe it to the younger version of you who once believed it was possible. You owe it to the person you are becoming. And it does not have to be grand gestures. It does not have to be loud. It does not have to be dramatic. Sometimes showing up looks like sitting quietly and working on your goals when you could be wasting time. Sometimes it looks like making one better choice today than you made yesterday. Sometimes it looks like giving your best even when you are running low on energy. Small steps are still steps. Small wins are still wins. Progress is progress, no matter how slow it feels. The only way you lose is if you stop showing up. The only way you fail is if you decide it is no longer worth fighting for. Some days you will be energized. Some days you will be exhausted. Some days you will be inspired. Some days you will feel numb. It does not matter. What matters is that you keep showing up, that you keep placing one stone on top of the next, that you keep stacking the days together, because what you do daily is what builds your future. It is easy to show up when it is fun. It is easy to show up when you are seeing results. It is easy to show up when people are cheering for you. But real winners show up when nobody notices. Real winners show up when the results are invisible. Real winners show up when it feels like the world has forgotten about them. If you can master the art of showing up daily, you can build anything. You can transform your health. You can build wealth. You can create a life that you are proud to live. But it all begins and ends with whether or not you are willing to show up for yourself. Nobody else can do this part for you. Nobody else can clock the hours. Nobody else can endure the grind. It has to be you. You have to be willing to look in the mirror and say, I did not quit today. I did not let my feelings control me today. I chose my future over my comfort. There is no secret formula. There is no magic shortcut. There is only the day-to-day grind of doing what needs to be done, even when you would rather take the easy way out. And every time you do it, every time you show up anyway, you build a little more strength, a little more resilience, a little more belief. One day you will look around and realize that everything you dreamed of having is now your reality. 2. And it will not be because you got lucky. It will not be because someone handed it to you. It will be because you showed up for yourself every single day when nobody else could see the vision but you. You are writing your future with every choice you make. Make it a masterpiece. Make it something you can be proud of. Make it a life that reflects the strength it took to keep showing up, even when quitting would have been easier. Show up for yourself. Not once, not sometimes, every day. Chapter 5. Cut out every distraction that weakens your focus. The world today is not short on opportunity, it is short on focus. It is easy to start something, it is harder to stay with it long enough to finish. Every day there are 100 things pulling at your mind, your time, your energy. If you do not get serious about eliminating distractions, they will slowly eat away your future. Focus is not something you find. Focus is something you build. You build it by protecting it. You build it by cutting out anything that weakens it. You have dreams to achieve. You have goals to reach. You have a life to build. You cannot afford to lose hours on things that do not matter. You cannot let your attention be stolen by every meaningless notification, every opinion that crosses your path, every temptation to escape into something easier than doing the real work. Every distraction comes with a cost, and that cost is your future. If you are not in control of your attention, someone else is. If you are not deciding where your energy goes, the world will decide for you. And the world does not care about your dreams. It does not care about your goals. It cares about taking your time and giving you nothing in return. You have to be smarter than that. You have to see distractions for what they are, thieves. They steal your time, your energy, your focus, your future. Cutting out distractions is not just about being more productive. It is about being more alive. It is about taking back ownership of your life. It is about refusing to live as a slave to interruptions, to gossip, to mindless scrolling, to entertainment that adds nothing to your growth. It is about standing up and saying, "My life matters too much to be wasted." The first step to cutting out distractions is to be brutally honest with yourself. What is stealing your focus every day? Where are you losing hours without even realizing it? What habits are draining you without giving anything back? You cannot fix what you will not face. You have to confront the truth of how you are spending your time. The second step is to create an environment that supports your goals. Your environment should push you toward focus, not away from it. Clean up your space, remove the clutter, turn off the noise, block the temptations. Make it easier to do the right thing and harder to do the wrong thing. You cannot expect to stay focused in an environment built for distraction. You must also protect your mental space. Not every conversation deserves your time. Not every argument is worth engaging in. Not every negative opinion needs a response. You have to guard your peace like your future depends on it, because it does. Every time you get pulled into something that does not serve you, you are losing momentum. If you are giving way, pieces of yourself that should be reserved for your real mission. It is not enough to say you want to focus. You have to create a system that makes it possible. Set clear work times. Turn off notifications. Limit your exposure to things that pull your mind away from what matters. Make a real commitment to yourself. If you cannot do it all day, start with an hour. Start with one focused session a day and build from there. Momentum is built one decision at a time. Every distraction you remove is a gift to your future self. Every temptation you resist is an investment in your future strength. Every time you choose focus over ease, you are sharpening your mind, strengthening your discipline, and moving one step closer to the life you were born to live. It all matters. It all adds up. Distractions are not just outside of you. They are inside too. Self-doubt is a distraction. Overthinking is a distraction. Worrying about what others think is a distraction. Fear of failure is a distraction. You must learn to quiet the inner noise just as much as the outer. You must learn to refocus your mind when it starts wandering toward fear and doubt. You must be able to say to yourself, "This is not helping me," and bring your focus back to your work. Building a life worth living requires more than talent. It requires endurance. It requires the ability to stay with a thing long after the excitement fades. It requires the ability to keep putting in the work when nobody is watching and no immediate rewards are coming. That kind of endurance can only exist if you are ruthless about eliminating distractions. You will have to make sacrifices. You will have to say no to things that others say yes to. You will have to miss out on some conversations, some parties, some trends. You will have to endure the feeling of missing out. But in the end, you will realize you did not miss anything important. You will realize that the only thing worth chasing was your own potential. The truth is, the real battle is not out there. It is in here. It is inside your own mind. Can you keep your eyes on your vision when the world tries to pull you away? Can you stay true to your work when entertainment is one click away? Can you keep moving forward when distractions are disguised as opportunities? That is the test. That is what separates the ones who wish from the ones who achieve. Every time you choose focus, you are choosing your future over your feelings. Every time you say no to a distraction, you are saying yes to your dream. Every time you close a door to something meaningless, you open a door to something powerful. It is not about being perfect. It is about being intentional. It is about being clear on what you are building and fierce about protecting the path that gets you there. Nobody is coming to organize your time for you. Nobody is going to clear your schedule. Nobody is going to make you turn off the noise. That is your responsibility. That is your power. That is your opportunity. To take control of your mind. To take control of your focus. To take control of your future. The day you decide to cut out every distraction that weakens your focus is the day everything starts to change. You start seeing progress faster. You start feeling more confident. You start waking up with more energy. You start living with more purpose. Because now you are not wasting your strength fighting battles that do not matter. There is no secret to high achievement. There is only clear focus applied daily. There is only consistent action fueled by disciplined energy. There is only the relentless removal of anything that tries to pull you off course. That is how dreams are built. That is how lives are transformed. You do not have to be smarter than everyone else. You do not have to be luckier. You do not have to be more talented, but you must be more focused. You must be more disciplined. You must be more determined to protect your time, your energy, your mind. This is your season to be sharper. This is your time to be stricter about what you allow into your life. This is your moment to decide that nothing and no one will pull you away from the future you are building. Cut it out. If it weakens your focus, cut it out. If it steals your time, cut it out. If it drains your energy, cut it out. If it dims your light, cut it out. Your dream deserves your full strength. Your future deserves your full attention. Stay locked in, stay committed, stay focused, because the life you want is on the other side of the distractions you are willing to eliminate today. Chapter 6. Own your life without blaming anyone for anything. There comes a moment when you have to make a serious decision about your life. You have to decide whether you are going to keep pointing the finger or whether you are going to take full responsibility for everything you want to change. Until you own your life without blaming anyone for anything, you stay stuck. You stay powerless. You stay behind. The day you own it all is the day you start taking real control over your future. Blame is easy. It feels good for a moment. It makes you believe that your failures are not your fault. It gives you an excuse to stay where you are. But the cost of blame is far too high. When you blame others, you hand them control over your life. When you point fingers, you give away your ability to fix it. As long as it is someone else's fault, you have no power to change it. Owning your life is about taking full responsibility for your decisions, your habits, your mindset, and your outcomes. It is not about blaming yourself harshly. It is about recognizing that you have the power to make new choices starting today. You are not stuck. You are not helpless. You are not broken beyond repair. You are simply standing at a crossroads where ownership will take you forward and blame will hold you back. When you stop blaming, you start building. When you stop making excuses, you start creating solutions. When you stop seeing yourself as a victim, you start acting like a leader. That shift changes everything. Suddenly, the obstacles are not final anymore. The mistakes are not the end anymore. They are lessons. They are tools. They are building blocks for the future you are determined to create. It does not matter how unfair your starting point was. It does not matter what setbacks you faced. It does not matter what someone else did or did not do. What matters now is what you decide to do with it. You cannot rewrite the past, but you can shape the future. You can turn every disadvantage into strength. You can use every failure as training. You can let every setback fuel your drive instead of becoming your excuse. The strongest people you will ever meet are the ones who stopped blaming a long time ago. They do not waste time complaining about how hard it is. They do not sit around wishing things were different. They get up every day and work with what they have. They build, they move forward, they focus on solutions. They take ownership over every part of their journey. Taking ownership means facing uncomfortable truths. It means admitting when you have been lazy. It means recognizing when you have let fear make your decisions. It means seeing clearly where you have fallen short. Not to beat yourself up, but to get better. Real change starts with real honesty. Not the kind you tell others, the kind you tell yourself when no one else is around. Every time you take responsibility for your life, you take back your power. You stop waiting for someone else to save you. You stop waiting for perfect conditions. You stop wasting time hoping someone else will make it easier. You step into the driver's seat. You start steering your life in the direction you want to go. And that is when things start to shift. Nobody owes you your dream. Nobody is responsible for handing you success. It is your job to show up for yourself every day. It is your job to work through the hard days. It is your job to stay focused when life gets messy. It is your job to keep moving when nobody else is clapping. Your life is your responsibility from start to finish. It might not be your fault that you were knocked down, but it is your responsibility to get back up. It might not be your fault that life was unfair, but it is your responsibility to rise above it. It might not be your fault that someone hurt you, but it is your responsibility to heal and move forward. Responsibility is not about fault, it is about ownership. It is about deciding that no matter what happened, Christina says, you are still in control of what happens next. You have to let go of the idea that someone else is holding you back. Nobody has that kind of power over you unless you give it to them. Circumstances are real. Challenges are real. But so is your ability to rise. So is your ability to adapt. So is your ability to create a new path forward when the old one is blocked. The people who live powerful lives are not the ones who had the easiest path. They are the ones who refused to let anything outside of them decide their future. They are the ones who owned their strengths, owned their weaknesses, owned their choices, and kept building anyway. They are the ones who realized that blaming never built anything worth having. It is easy to find reasons why you are not where you want to be. It is easy to point to other people, to the economy, to your past, but every minute spent blaming is a minute you could have spent building. Every moment spent making excuses is a moment you could have used to make progress. The cost is too high. The trade-off is too painful. You cannot afford to waste your life blaming anyone for anything. Ownership is freedom. When you own your life, you realize that every step forward is in your hands. Every improvement is within your reach. Every level of growth is something you can chase. You stop waiting for things to get easier. You stop hoping someone else will make it better. You step into your own strength and start shaping your own destiny. It is not about being perfect. It is about being responsible. It is about showing up for yourself even when you feel like hiding. It is about putting one foot in front of the other even when you are carrying the weight of past mistakes. It is about believing that your best days are not behind you but ahead of you, if you are willing to own the path forward. You owe it to yourself to take full ownership of your journey. You owe it to the future version of yourself that is counting on you not to quit. You owe it to the dreams that were placed inside you for a reason. You owe it to every part of you that still believes in something greater. Own your decisions. Own your habits. Own your mindset. Own your outcomes. Good or bad. Easy or hard. Expected or unexpected. Own it all. Because the moment you own it all is the moment you gain the power to change it all. Life is not about what happens to you. It is about what you decide to do about it. It is about how you choose to respond. It is about the standards you set for yourself. It is about the effort you bring even when nobody else is looking. There is no stronger foundation you can build than one made of full responsibility. No shortcuts, no excuses, no blame. Just ownership, just courage, just relentless forward motion. And if you stay committed to owning your life without blaming anyone for anything, you will build a life so strong that no setback can destroy it. You will build a future so powerful that no outside force can tear it down. This is your life. Own it, live it, build it, without blaming anyone else for where you are. Because the power has always been yours. Chapter 7. Push yourself harder when you feel like quitting. There will always come a time when the idea of quitting seems easier than continuing. It does not matter how big your dream is. It does not matter how strong you started. There will be days when the journey feels heavier than your strength. Those are the days that define you. Those are the moments when your future is decided. Because everyone feels like quitting, but not everyone chooses to push harder when it happens. The reason most people never reach their full potential is not because they lack talent. It is because when the pressure comes, they retreat. When the discomfort grows, they look for a way out. When it feels like nothing is working, they believe the lie that says it is not worth it anymore. But success does not belong to those who move when it is easy. It belongs to those who keep moving when every part of them wants to stop. You cannot allow temporary feelings to decide your permanent future. Feelings come and go. Some mornings you will wake up full of energy, some days you will feel tired before you even begin. But your future is not built on how you feel. It is built on how you act when it is hard to act. It is built on the decisions you make when the fire inside you flickers instead of roars. Pushing harder does not mean pretending everything is easy. It means accepting that pain is part of the process and choosing to press forward anyway. It means recognizing that the greatest victories come after the greatest struggles. It means understanding that feeling like quitting is not a signal to stop. It is a signal to dig deeper, to find a new level of strength you did not know you had. When you hit a wall, most people slow down. Most people give up. Most people settle for average. But not you. You must train yourself to see the wall as a challenge, not a stop sign. You must see the struggle as confirmation that you are on the right path, because real growth only happens when you are stretched beyond what is comfortable. Every champion was once at a breaking point. Every winner once faced a moment where quitting seemed smarter, easier, safer. But they pushed harder. They did not let temporary exhaustion write the ending to their story. They found a way to give just a little more when it felt like they had nothing left. They decided that pain would not have the final word. They decided that difficulty would not be the reason they stopped. You have to be stronger than the voice inside your head that tells you it is not worth it. You have to be wiser than the emotions that beg you to quit. You have to be loyal to your future, not your comfort. Because comfort will lie to you. Comfort will seduce you into giving up everything you have worked for just to feel good in the moment. And every time you choose comfort over commitment, you move further away from the life you deserve. There is a moment in every great pursuit where the easy thing to do is quit. That moment is the gatekeeper between those who dream and those who achieve. If you can push harder at the moment when you want to quit most, you can push through anything. If you can find the strength to take one more step, to give one more ounce of effort, to hold the line for one more day, you will discover a new version of yourself that is unstoppable. The temptation to quit is loud. It tells you that you are wasting your time. It tells you that it is too hard. It tells you that it is not worth it. But the truth is the exact opposite. If it was not worth it, it would not require so much from you. If it was not important, it would not test you this hard. The size of the struggle is proof of the size of the reward on the other side. When you feel like quitting, step back and remember why you started. Remember the vision that set your heart on fire. Remember the promises you made to yourself when you were full of hope. Remember the future you imagined, the one that is still possible if you refuse to quit now. The reason you feel like quitting is because you are closer than you think. It is because the breakthrough is just beyond the exhaustion, just beyond the doubt, just beyond the pain. You must build the habit of pushing yourself one more step beyond where you would normally stop. You must train yourself to go a little further every time you feel the urge to quit. One more rep, one more page, one more call, one more hour. Those extra moments are what separate the average from the great. Those extra moments are where greatness is born. Nobody will do this part for you. Nobody will push for you. Nobody will save you when it gets hard. This is where you save yourself. This is where you rise on your own strength. This is where you prove to yourself that you are serious about your dreams. And once you prove it to yourself, nobody can take it away. Every time you push harder when you feel like quitting, you build something inside you that is priceless. You build mental toughness. You build emotional resilience. You build a character that does not crumble under pressure. You build a foundation strong enough to hold the weight of real success. The people who win are not superhuman. They are simply the ones who kept showing up after they wanted to quit. They are the ones who pushed through one more time. They are the ones who trusted that their future was more valuable than their temporary emotions. They are the ones who made a decision that pain would not scare them away from purpose. You have that same ability inside you. You have that same strength. It is not hidden. It is not locked away. It is waiting for you to choose it when the road gets hard. It is waiting for you to stand up when everything in you wants to sit down. It is waiting for you to keep believing when the world offers every reason to doubt. Do not quit on your future. Do not quit on your potential. Do not quit on the life you have been working so hard to build. Push harder. Push with more belief than you have ever had. Push knowing that every step forward, no matter how small, is shaping the person you are becoming. You will never regret pushing through when it mattered most. You will never regret choosing resilience over surrender. You will never regret betting on yourself when everyone else expected you to fold. But if you quit now, you will carry the weight of wondering what could have been. You will carry the regret of knowing you were closer than you thought. You owe it to yourself to see how far you can go. You owe it to yourself to discover what you are capable of. You owe it to the dream inside you to fight harder when you feel like quitting. This is where it happens. This is where real strength is born. This is where futures are built. Push harder. Hold the line. Keep moving. Your future self will thank you every single day for not quitting when it was hard. Chapter 8. Trust your process, even when results are invisible. There are seasons in life where you put in the work but you do not see the results. You wake up early, you stay up late, you put your energy into your goals, but the rewards seem distant. This is where most people give up. This is where doubt starts whispering that maybe it is not working. But the truth is, growth happens long before results are visible. Success is earned in silence, long before it shows up in public. Trusting your process means believing in the unseen. It means having the patience to stick with what you started, even when the world has not clapped yet. It means having enough faith in yourself to keep watering seeds that have not yet broken through the ground. It is easy to stay consistent when progress is visible. It is hard when everything inside you wonders if it is even working. That is the real test. Most people do not lose because they lacked potential. They lose because they lacked patience. They planted good seeds, but they abandoned the field too soon. They started strong, but they quit before the harvest. The ones who win are the ones who stayed faithful to the process. They trusted that their effort was not being wasted, even when their emotions said otherwise. You have to trust that every action you take matters. Every workout is building your strength. Every study session is sharpening your mind. Every quiet morning spent planning your future is stacking bricks toward the life you are trying to build. You do not always see it immediately. But the work is never wasted. Energy invested into your growth is never lost. There will be days when doubt feels louder than belief. Days when you question if your dreams are too big. Days when you wonder if you are fooling yourself. Those are the days when trust matters most. Trust is what keeps you steady when emotions try to sway you. Trust is what keeps you grounded when the world gives you no proof yet that your work is paying off. It takes courage to keep working in the dark. It takes strength to stay loyal to a dream when you have no trophies to show for it yet. It takes resilience to believe in yourself when nothing around you looks different. That kind of belief does not come from outside validation. It comes from within. It comes from a deep understanding that real growth happens internally first before it ever appears on the surface. Imagine a seed underground. For weeks, It looks like nothing is happening. You water it. You nurture it. You wait. The surface stays the same, but underneath, roots are growing. Foundations are being laid. Strength is being built out of sight. The day the first sprout breaks the soil, it looks sudden, but it was the result of everything that was happening silently below the surface. Your growth works the same way. You may not see the evidence today. You may not feel stronger yet, but if you stay with it, if you keep nurturing the right habits, if you keep showing up and putting in the work, one day it will break through. One day the results will be too big to hide. One day the life you dreamed of will be standing in front of you because you had the patience to trust what you could not see. You must remind yourself daily that your work is not wasted. Every disciplined day matters. Every tough decision matters. Every time you say no to distractions matters. It is all building something greater, even if it feels invisible right now. Progress is not always loud. Sometimes progress is silent, steady, slow, but it is progress all the same. Trusting the process means detaching from the need for instant gratification. It means understanding that the best things take time. It means respecting the natural rhythms of growth. You cannot plant today and harvest tomorrow. You cannot build a masterpiece overnight. You cannot rush greatness. You can only work for it, stay committed to it, and trust that it is unfolding in its own time. You will be tempted to stop. You will be tempted to change course. You will be tempted to chase faster results elsewhere. But shortcuts always cost you more in the end. When you abandon the process, you abandon the work that was quietly building your strength. When you start over and over again, looking for faster ways, you lose the compounding power of consistency. Stay steady. Stay patient. Stay locked into the work you know you must do. Let others chase quick wins. Let others jump from idea to idea. You stay loyal to your process. You stay loyal to your standards. You stay loyal to the vision that was placed in your heart. The invisible seasons are where your character is built. The invisible seasons are where your real strength is forged. The invisible seasons are where the foundation is laid, so that when the success comes, it is built on something that will last. Without the silent seasons, there is no strong harvest. Patience is not passive. Patience is powerful. It is the decision to keep giving your best even when the applause has not come yet. It is the choice to stay consistent when it feels like nobody is noticing. It is the wisdom to understand that unseen growth is still growth. That unseen progress is still progress. That unseen victories are still victories. Every day you show up is a deposit into your future. Every time you choose discipline over ease, you are investing in a life that will eventually show its reward. You do not have to see the results today to trust that they are on their way. You do not have to feel progress every second to know you are building something great. Trust the work you are doing. Trust the habits you are forming. Trust the character you are shaping. Trust the vision you are protecting. Trust that your time is coming if you refuse to quit during the silent seasons. The ones who make it are the ones who outlast the invisible days. They are the ones who stay consistent long after the excitement wears off. They are the ones who build quietly while others give up because they cannot see immediate rewards. The future belongs to the patient. The rewards belong to the consistent. The victory belongs to those who trusted their process, even when nothing seemed to change. Keep showing up, keep doing the work, keep believing, even when the world offers no guarantees. Because you are not working for temporary applause, you are working for a permanent transformation. Stay the course. Trust the process. The invisible work you are doing today is building a future so real and powerful that one day it will be impossible for the world not to see it. Chapter 9. Stay locked in on your vision until you win. When you start a journey towards something bigger, the world will test you. Distractions will come, doubts will come, obstacles you never expected will show up. It is easy to stay focused when everything is going right. It is harder when things get messy. That is why your vision has to be stronger than your emotions. You must lock into your vision so tightly that nothing can pull you away from it. You must hold your vision with a grip so strong that even the worst days cannot loosen it. Your vision is the picture of the life you are building. It is not something you look at once and forget. It is something you have to keep alive in your mind every single day. If you do not keep it in front of you, life will bury it. The noise will drown it out. The demands of the world will distract you from it. You cannot afford to let that happen. Your vision is your responsibility to protect. Staying locked in on your vision means choosing it again and again, choosing it when you are tired, choosing it when you are discouraged, choosing it when other opportunities seem easier, choosing it when quitting feels more convenient. Your vision must be the guiding force behind every decision you make. It must direct your time, your energy, your focus, your attitude. Most people do not fail because their dreams were impossible. They fail because they lost sight of their dreams when things got tough. They allowed fear to cloud their vision. They allowed short-term emotions to dictate long-term choices. They allowed outside opinions to shake their inner clarity. If you are serious about winning, you must refuse to let anything outside of you dilute the vision inside of you. You must see it so clearly that it becomes more real than your current reality. You must believe in it so strongly that temporary setbacks cannot shake your faith. You must hold on to it so tightly that even when you are surrounded by people who do not see it, you keep building toward it without hesitation. Your vision must become part of who you are. It cannot just be something you talk about when you feel inspired. It must be something you commit to when you feel nothing at all. When motivation fades, when the road gets long, when the rewards are slow, it is your loyalty to the vision that keeps you moving. Every decision you make either brings you closer to your vision or pulls you further away. There is no neutral ground. Every hour you spend, every conversation you entertain, every habit you cultivate, every action you take, it is either feeding your vision or feeding your distractions. You must decide which one matters more to you. Staying locked in requires discipline. It requires saying no to good things so you can say yes to the best things. It requires ignoring the voices that tell you to settle. It requires rejecting the comfort that tries to slow you down. It requires reminding yourself daily why you started and why it matters. The truth is, people will not always understand your vision. They will question it. They will doubt it. They will try to offer you safer alternatives. You must be able to stand strong when nobody else claps for you. You must be able to walk alone if necessary, because if your belief in your vision depends on the approval of others, you will never reach it. You are not building your dream for applause. You are building it because it is who you are meant to become. You are building it because it is the life you were created to live. You are building it because anything less would be a betrayal of your own potential. There will be days when the gap between where you are and where you want to be feels overwhelming. There will be seasons when progress is so slow that it seems invisible. Those are the times when locking into your vision matters most. Those are the times when you must see with your heart what your eyes cannot yet see. Locking into your vision is not passive, it is active, it is deliberate, it is intentional. It means waking up every morning and setting your mind on the future you are creating. It means guarding your thoughts, guarding your conversations, guarding your environment, so that nothing contaminates the clarity of your purpose. You have to become ruthless about what you allow into your mind. Not every voice deserves your attention. Not every opinion deserves your energy. Not every distraction deserves your time. You must create an environment that reminds you daily of who you are and where you are going. There will be setbacks. There will be failures. There will be disappointments. That is part of the process. Expect it. Prepare for it. But do not allow it to redefine your vision. Do not shrink your dreams to fit temporary circumstances. Do not let short-term pain convince you to abandon long-term greatness. When it gets hard, do not lower your standards. When it gets lonely, do not question your path. When it gets slow, do not doubt your ability. Stay locked in, stay committed, stay focused on the life you said you wanted, when you were clear, when you were brave, when you knew exactly why it mattered. The ones who win are not the ones who had the fewest problems. They are the ones who refuse to be distracted by problems. They are the ones who kept their eyes on the prize even when storms surrounded them. They are the ones who stayed steady while everyone else was shaken. You must become unshakable. You must become immovable. You must become so locked into your vision that no rejection, no failure, no delay can cause you to quit. You must burn the idea into your heart that quitting is not an option, settling is not an option, doubting yourself is not an option. Every day you stay locked in, you are building momentum. Every day you stay focused, you are gaining ground. Every day you stay loyal to your vision, you are separating yourself from the crowd. It might not show today, it might not show tomorrow, but one day, the world will see what you refused to stop building. The life you want is on the other side of consistent focus. The dreams you have are on the other side of relentless commitment. The person you are meant to become is waiting on the other side of unwavering belief. You must refuse to be moved by temporary emotions. You must refuse to be distracted by temporary struggles. You must refuse to be pulled away by temporary pleasures. You must refuse to be pulled away by temporary pleasures. You must hold steady. You must stand tall. You must move forward, even if you have to crawl. Stay locked in on your vision until you win. Not until you feel tired, not until you get bored, not until it gets uncomfortable. Until you win, until you are standing inside the life you once only dreamed of. That is the mindset it takes. That is the commitment it demands. That is the price you must be willing to pay, and when you pay it, you will know it was worth it. Every sacrifice, every lonely night, every unseen effort, every tear, every rejection, every moment you chose discipline over ease. Stay locked in, stay true, stay unbreakable until you win. Chapter 10. Rise again every time you fall or feel lost. Life will knock you down. It is not a matter of if, it is a matter of when. No matter how strong you are, no matter how prepared you think you are, there will be moments when you stumble. There will be days when your plans fall apart. There will be seasons where everything feels uncertain. In those moments, your true strength is revealed. Not by how perfectly you avoid falling, but by how many times you are willing to rise again. Falling is not failure. Staying down is. Feeling lost is not weakness. Giving up on yourself is. Every champion, every leader, every person who built something meaningful had to learn how to rise again when they felt defeated. They had to rebuild their courage when their confidence was broken. They had to find their footing when the ground underneath them shifted. Rising again is not about pretending you were never hurt. It is about refusing to let the hurt stop you. When you fall, your mind will offer you two paths. One path says, stay down, protect yourself, do not try again. The other path says, stand up, move forward, trust that this is not where your story ends. The easy path will always be to give up. The stronger path will always be to rise. Every time you rise again, you are making a decision about the kind of life you will live. You are deciding whether you will be defined by defeat or by resilience. It is not a shame to fall. It is not a shame to lose your way. The shame is in refusing to fight back. The shame is in believing that one fall means you are not worthy. The truth is, every fall is a test of your hunger, your discipline, your heart. Every setback is asking you one question: how bad do you really want it? If you are serious about building the life you dream of, you must get used to getting up when it would be easier to stay down. You must get used to feeling lost and still taking action. You must get used to being confused and still moving forward. Clarity is not always instant. Strength is not always obvious. Sometimes you build both by simply refusing to quit. The people you admire, the ones you see winning, they fell too. They had days when they wanted to disappear. They had moments when they questioned their worth. They had seasons when nothing made sense. But they kept getting up. They kept trusting that forward motion, even the smallest step, would lead them back to purpose, back to strength, back to victory. There will be times when the fall hurts more than you expected. There will be times when the road back feels longer than you thought. That is not the time to abandon your dreams. That is not the time to rewrite your vision. That is the time to rise, dust yourself off, and remember who you are. That is the time to reclaim your focus and take the next step, even if you are limping. Rising again does not mean pretending everything is fine. It means facing the pain, learning from it, and refusing to be destroyed by it. It means acknowledging the loss, but refusing to lose yourself in it. It means standing in the middle of your broken plans and building new ones with whatever pieces you have left. It means believing that your future is still worth fighting for, even when today feels heavy. There will be moments when you do not feel strong enough to rise. That is okay. Strength is not about never feeling weak. Strength is about acting despite the weakness. Strength is about choosing action when your emotions are telling you to quit. Strength is about showing up to fight for your life, even when you do not feel like a fighter. You have to understand that your journey will not be a straight line. It will be full of twists, setbacks, wrong turns, unexpected storms. That does not mean you are failing. That does not mean you are broken. That means you are living. That means you are growing. That means you are doing the real work of building a meaningful life. You must give yourself permission to be human, to fall, to feel lost, to doubt, and then you must give yourself the responsibility to rise anyway, to take the lessons, to adjust the plan, to harden your resolve. You are not supposed to be perfect. You are supposed to be resilient. You are supposed to be relentless. You are supposed to be someone who does not back down from the hard parts of life. When you rise after a fall, you send a message to the world. You say, I am not done. I am not finished. I am not broken beyond repair. I am still standing. I am still building. I am still believing. You send a message to yourself that you are trustworthy, that you can count on yourself when it matters most, that no matter how rough it gets, you will not abandon your future. You are not defined by your falls. You are defined by your rise. You are defined by the courage it takes to stand back up. You are defined by the decision to keep going when quitting would be easier. You are defined by your ability to turn pain into power, setbacks into setups, loss into leadership. Every time you rise again, you build more than your goals. You build your soul. You build a level of grit that will carry you through every future storm. You build an inner fire that cannot be put out by the winds of disappointment. You build a reputation with yourself that says, no matter what happens, I will find my way back. You do not need to have all the answers to rise again. You do not need to have the perfect plan. You simply need to decide that the story is not over yet. You simply need to trust that as long as you are breathing, you have another move to make. You have another chapter to write. You have another victory to earn. There will be times when you rise quietly. No celebration, no audience. Just you, your determination, and your belief that your life still matters. Those are the rises that count the most. Those are the rises that transform you into someone unstoppable. You will rise from every fall, if you choose to. You will find your way through every confusion, if you keep moving. You will rebuild stronger every time life tries to tear you down, if you refuse to stay broken. Your dreams are still alive, your future is still possible, your strength is still growing. Rise again, rise tired, rise scared, rise uncertain, rise bruised, rise confused, but rise. Because every rise is a victory, every rise is a step closer to the life you are capable of living, every rise is proof that you are not done yet. You are still in the fight. You are still writing your story. You are still becoming the person you were born to be. And the world has not seen the best of you yet. Rise again. Always.